Hey everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast episode 43. This is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So it's been a very long and busy year. It's been exactly 6 months that I've been doing this podcast. And this final episode of 2017, I want to just take some time to thank every single person that has listened to this podcast. It's something that I just started on a whim. I have wanted to do it for a while, but I decided to just go ahead and do it and record in the car as something that just, you know, doesn't take up a lot of time. Very short episodes, but hopefully give value, maybe teach something new in an episode, or just document what I've been trying to do, you know, my successes, my failures, and things like that. So I'm quite happy with where it's at the moment. And again, I just want to thank every single person that's listened. It's, you know, this podcast honestly does not get a lot of listeners, but I've taken the mindset that if at least one person listens per episode, that makes me happy. That's something that, you know, I will still continue to do the podcast, even if that is the case. Now, I'm surprised that quite a few people do listen to this. But again, even if it's just at least one person, that means that that's potentially one person that is gaining some value or has learned something, or maybe I've just been able to entertain someone for that episode. So that's something that, you know, it doesn't really matter to me, like the exact numbers. The listeners and stuff. I just want to continue doing it as something to hopefully bring value to at least one person. Now, I don't want to ramble for too long because this is not an episode where I'm giving any informational advice or anything like that, but I want to talk about, you know, my reason for doing what I've been doing this year. And really, it's been a focus on personal branding, which I've been wanting to do a podcast episode on. But personal branding is pretty much what it sounds like, you know, instead of a company brand and how people see that company when they see their logo or, you know, something of that brand. You know, personal brand is just that, but for yourself, right? So when people look at my name or see my profile or something that I do, I want them to have a visual or paint a picture in their mind that, you know, yes, I am a web developer, but I also do business and entrepreneurship and different sorts of things that I kind of relate and interweave with one another. You know, I don't want people to just think that I'm a programmer and that's it. And so that's what I've been trying to do. That's why I formatted the podcast that I have, like with the slogan and saying it's web development and business and related topics, and how I've been, you know, positioning every topic to be very high level so that, you know, a five-year-old could honestly understand it. And I hope that that's, you know, like by me not putting myself into a specific niche, like just doing a web development podcast, because there's so many out there. And I didn't want this to be just yet another web development podcast. Like, I can recommend many good other podcasts on different web development topics or just development in general. I didn't want this to be another one of those. But what I do see lacking is, you know, a podcast that includes web development, but doesn't go very in depth into it, but also just, you know, talks about the soft skills that you need as a developer, like communication, for example, or writing, but then also, you know, business for anyone that wants to do an entrepreneurial venture and they want to go ahead and, you know, they have some coding skills and so they don't really have to hire a developer or anything, but they might lack in maybe some business experience or some entrepreneurship experience. And so I wanted this podcast to kind of tailor to those types of people. But again, I can do an episode on many different types of topics. And so I want those topics to also be kind of like something that I can just link off to someone if they want to learn about something specific. Now, having said that, with, you know, me having kind of started a personal brand this year, something that I focused on, I want to branch out onto different platforms in 2018, and that's what I'm actually really excited about. So in the upcoming new year, I want to start a YouTube channel, and also continue writing. So I've kind of stopped writing. I have a personal blog on my site, and I have some other sites that I occasionally have written for before on like technology. But I want to go ahead and start doing that again. I want to write more on my personal site, kind of similar topics that I do on here, but in written form. And then with a YouTube channel, I'd be able to do more like tutorials or different series where there would be more long form, but you can, you know, if you want to learn about us, you know, how to build a website, or maybe I want to show some charts or something. So anything that you can't really get just through audio alone, I want to go ahead and offer that through video. So overall, just a bunch of exciting things that I'm planning for in next year. And there's obviously a bunch of other things with other projects, but I will reveal those as I go. I don't want to ramble again, like I said, even though I've probably done quite a bit of rambling. But again, thanks for everyone that has listened. Now, if you want to find all the things, kind of follow me as I do these types of updates and do the YouTube channel and stuff. So the YouTube channel will be SunnySync TV. I've had that up there for a while, so if you want to subscribe until I post my first video, that'd be awesome. And I post pretty much any update on my Twitter, which is SunnySyncIO. So those are the main two ways that you can reach me. And then, of course, through this podcast on the Anchor app, you can find Sunny Commutes Podcast. So happy holidays, everyone. Happy New Year. Very happy to have been able to do this, and definitely a lot of exciting things that are coming up. Let me know what you're excited about, what you're planning to do and learn next year. But regardless, I'll catch you guys next year. So happy New Year.